following podcast was prepared in 2011. As such, Dick Smith was still a division of Woolworths. In the recent history, Woolworths has sold Dick Smith to a private equity firm, and Dick Smith is no longer part of the Woolworths Limited brand. For the purposes of this podcast, I have left Dick Smith as part of the Woolworths Corporation. Please just replace wherever I say Dick Smith with something else like Thomas Ducks or Dan Murphy's. The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of Bizman. So let's get down to business. The other way we can structure an organization is through horizontal specialization. What this refers to is when we divide or group the people and the resources within the organization into different departments or different groupings, depending on the strategy of the organization. So horizontal specialization, we divide the labor, we divide the resources into groups known as departments. Now, there's a number of different ways we can do this. We can use the functional model, where we divide the organization into its functional capabilities. So, for example, the different management functions, such as human resources, sales and marketing, research and development, technology, etc., etc. So we break it up into what the manager actually does, okay, their responsibility lines. So an advantage of the functional model is that staff are working together on similar tasks. So you can learn from each other. So everyone will be working in the human resource department, or everyone will be working in the marketing department. So you can learn from each other on what you need to do. Another advantage is also it'll improve the efficiency of the organization, because you're only focusing on the function you perform, so that you'll become specialized in that area, and therefore the organization will run more efficiently. There are some disadvantages of the functional model, and this might be that staff may focus on their department rather than the organization as a whole. They'll become too focused on their duties, for example, human resource duties, and not see the big picture of the organization. Another disadvantage is that LSOs might find the structure inefficient because it relies on many departments working together to produce a good or service. So it does rely on a lot of communication and a lot of cross-functional work to ensure the goals are achieved in the organization, and this might be inefficient in an organization. The next structure we look at is known as the divisional structure for management. Under this structure is instead of splitting it into functions like we're doing in the functional model, we now split it into different departments or operating units of the organization. So for example, Woolworths, their divisional model would be broken up into Big W, supermarkets, petrol, Dick Smith, Dan Murphy's, etc., etc. So they would break it up into the divisions, so what the organization offers, what they sell. We might also be broken up in regards to geography, so where they're based, so Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, etc., etc. So the divisions can be anything. It can be broken up according to product, according to the service offered, customers, or geography or region. An advantage of the divisional model is it allows for fast decision making, because we don't need to communicate with other divisions. We would be focusing on our division. For example, Big W would just be focusing on their own decision making rather than having to look across all the other divisions. And there's also a greater efficiency due to the division being able to focus on producing their particular product. Also, another advantage of it is that the need of particular customers can be better handled if there are specific sections of the business being able to deal with them. So being able to focus on your customer and what you can offer them really will be an advantage to the organization to achieve their strategic direction. A disadvantage of the divisional model is that work may be duplicated in each division. So, for example, we're going to need a human resource manager in each division. Under the functional model, we'd have one area looking after human resources. But under the divisional model, we're going to have Big W human resource manager, and the Dick Smith might be duplicating the work that otherwise could have been done by one person under the human under the functional model. Also, organizations might not be taking advantage of economies of scale due to their narrow divisional focus. So just focusing on Big W, they might not be seeing the big picture and how they can operate more efficiently through economies of scale. The next horizontal specialization management structure we look at is the matrix structure. And this is the most complex, but when it's carried out correctly, it can be a very, very effective management structure. So the matrix structure, which is sometimes referred to as the grid structure, however in the exam we would expect you to call it the matrix structure, is when we divide the organization into function and division. So we have divisional lines and functional lines within the organization. So we've got a team approach across both functional lines and divisional lines. So for example, if we were looking again at Woolworths, they would have their functions of human resources, of sales and marketing, of operations, logistics, etc., etc. They will also then have their divisions, Big W, Dick Smith, supermarkets, etc. So we would break, we would have an organization where managements have a line manager with regards to their function, for example, marketing, but they'd also have a line manager in relation to their division they're working in. So we're going to have a Big W marketing manager who needs to report to both their Big W manager and also marketing manager. So this is quite an effective management structure. Some of the advantages of it is that it enhances flexibilities because we can alter quickly to suit environmental circumstances. It's quite a flexible model that can occur. It also enhances communication throughout the organization because you're going to be working in both functional lines and divisional lines. So there's going to be greater communication. Everyone's in the organization is going to know what is going on. So it's really good cooperation between the different areas of the business. It leads to better teamwork within the organization. As well, we are going to have really good decision making because we've got experts across the organization working in functional and divisional lines. A disadvantage, though, of the matrix structure is that you have to report to two managers, and as such, this might lead to conflict. Okay, so you've got to report to your marketing manager, also your Big W manager. This might cause conflict depending on the demands of each manager. So we nearly need to prioritize who we were going to look after. Another disadvantage of the matrix structure is that it can be quite a complex structure, and as such, communication might become quite difficult due to the different lines that we need to communicate through. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.